I first met Sun Jin Hong in the 1990s when he was a teenager in Peoria, who had organized his own youth orchestra, the Peoria Youth Sinfonietta. The South Korea native went by the name David Hong at the time, and I remember him naming as one of his influences the late Leonard Bernstein, the conductor and composer who spent many years in New York City and who wasn't shy about seeking a mass audience. A decade and a half later, Sun Jin Hong is himself composing and conducting in New York City and seeking a mass audience, like with this piece. That resounding chord comes from a short music drama inspired by the TV show Breaking Bad. You're hearing a bit of Sun Jin Hong's Breaking Bad Ozymandias from its premiere performance last January in New York, with the composer conducting the One World Symphony. Hong says he first learned about the show last year from his sister and was quickly hooked.
And I realized what people were talking about when they were saying binge watching. When I was watching the TV show, I didn't deliberately think to myself, oh, I'm going to create an opera. But after the series finale in September, I was so moved and touched, and I thought this would make an amazing, dramatic work.
Breaking Bad Ozymandias has its lighter moments, such as a section Hong calls the bitch aria, using audience participation to highlight one of the favorite words of the TV show's Jesse Pinkman character. And like the TV show, Breaking Bad Ozymandias has very dark passages. One section draws from an episode in which an anguished Walter White remembers a peaceful moment with his family and tells Jesse Pinkman that he wishes his life had ended right there.
Oh, that was the moment. That night. I should never have left home.
That's Bryan Cranston from the Breaking Bad soundtrack. In Breaking Bad Ozymandias, the scene becomes Walter White's soliloquy, sung at the premiere last January by baritone Jose Pietri Coimbri. Hong says using a TV show as subject matter for classical music is keeping with past composers who drew on the theater for their work. He compares Breaking Bad's impact to the impact 2 centuries ago of Johann Goethe's play Faust, which inspired music by Schubert, Gounod, Berlioz, and Wagner.
Vince Gilligan's Breaking Bad is like Faust in a way, where he has such a mass, widespread, not even acclaim, but just influence. You hear people talking about it even still after more than a year of its season finale.
And this music is a sketch for Sun Jin Hong's next operatic work, inspired by the TV show Hannibal and Thomas Harris's Hannibal Lecter novels. He recorded this passage for a promotional video on YouTube. The orchestra performing it, One World Symphony, is one that Sun Jin helped found while he was a graduate student at Bard College in New York City nearly 15 years ago. He says he was helped by his past experience leading the Peoria Youth Sinfonietta.
That was a very important learning experience with the youth orchestra in Peoria, where it was very collaborative. We're all teenagers, young and very idealistic. And that's how actually One World Symphony started as well. We were all in our mid-20s, didn't know any better. We didn't plan any statistical analysis in preparing or building a symphony orchestra in New York City.
One World Symphony has survived any early naivete and launches its 14th season this weekend. Their performance space is Manhattan's Holy Apostles Church, where the orchestra puts on an annual charity concert for the church's soup kitchen. The new season is dubbed Operasodes, with programs drawing heavily from opera and themed around TV shows. The sitcom New Girl is the basis this weekend for opera highlights featuring distinctive female characters. Hong says an upcoming concert will use Game of Thrones as its theme, with the premiere of Hannibal set for next May. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.